In the NHL's second season, the Montreal Canadiens are enjoying a nice long rest after winning early entry into the second round by sweeping the Tampa Bay Lightning, but the series between the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Pittsburgh Penguins seems destined to go down to the wire. Aaron Portsline of the Columbus Dispatch is on the line. Aaron, the Blue Jackets notched their first ever home playoff win last Saturday. It only took 14 years. Is that a weight off the shoulders of everybody in Columbus?
Yes, I think it's even more than a weight off the shoulders. Columbus has had Major League sports for more than a decade now, but there's a sense among the fans that they've joined the big leagues now. Just to make the playoffs, it's only happened twice in 14 years. They were swept the first time. This franchise has gone through so many troubles. They feel as though this team can compete on a league-wide scale.
Columbus can't go to the Super Bowl or the World Series, unlike Pittsburgh. They can't go to the NBA Finals either. I don't want to diminish the influence of the Ohio State, but do Columbus fans have more riding on the success of the Blue Jackets than Pittsburgh fans might have riding on the Penguins?
You know, that's a tough question. I think that city perhaps is a little bit more jaded when it comes to its professional sports because of the success that they've had. You know, it's hard to sell first-round playoff tickets in Pittsburgh, where in Columbus they line up at 5 o'clock in the morning for them. It will never be like this again in Columbus. To go through it for the first time makes it special, and you certainly get that vibe here that you're not getting that in Pittsburgh, where the expectations are so high.
When you and I spoke last season, I asked you if that team would make the playoffs, and you said, and I'm quoting now, if I may be blunt, they're just not good enough. And you were right. So what's changed between last season and now?
Well, I think this team has grown up a lot, and they are the youngest team in the league, and the next nine youngest teams did not make the playoffs. That's how young this team is. So a lot of these players have really grown up along the way here. Boone Jenner is a rookie, has been tremendous in this playoff series. Ryan Johansson has really emerged as an elite offensive player. This team still does not have a captain, which is very rare in the NHL. It's the letter C on the breast of a sweater in the NHL is a big deal, and they don't have a captain here. Leadership is by committee, where there's room for these players to grow into bigger roles.
Now, I mean no insult with this next question, but are the Blue Jackets just playing especially well, or are the Penguins playing especially poorly?
I don't think you can get by, certainly in the playoffs, without playing well. The Blue Jackets are not the skilled team in this series. The Pittsburgh Penguins have unbelievably skilled players, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. The Blue Jackets deserve credit for shutting them down. They've made life very difficult on the Pittsburgh Penguins to get out and get rolling and find open ice.
Do you like Columbus's chance to get to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs at this point?
Hey, are you going to hold my words against me next year if we do this?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you would never do that. You know what? I do. I think Columbus is starting to feel like they've got a fighter's chance here. And I'll go a step further. As strange as this may sound, the Blue Jackets will play if they get through, big if, will play the New York Rangers or the Philadelphia Flyers in the second round. I think they match up better against either of those two teams than they do against the Pittsburgh Penguins. So this team could be still playing into May, which I never thought I would see given some of the years that they've put together.
Aaron Portsline covers the Blue Jackets for the Columbus Dispatch. Aaron, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.